A controversial decision made by Governor Lamont is still not sitting well with a lot of people. I'm talking about the massive House Bill 5002. As you know, instead of passing it, Governor Lamont vetoed it and is planning a special session in the next few weeks to create a better piece of legislation, maybe something that works better for the entire state, potentially more bipartisan support. But regardless of the pause on signing the bill, Governor Lamont was uninvited from a national conference that's taking place here in Connecticut for the first time, and it's focused on creating housing. And so we're talking a little bit more about this from Pete Harrison, who is the Connecticut director of the Regional Plan Association, and can talk a lot more about this conference in general and why the governor is not on the guest list. Pete, welcome to the show.
Hey, Melissa, thanks for having me.
So first of all, what is YIMBY Town and the conference that is happening in later on this month?
Yeah, YIMBY Town is about 10 years old. It's the biggest national bipartisan pro-homes conference in the country, and it attracts folks that work in local government, state government, federal government, in advocacy, in policymaking. And every year it's hosted in a different city by a different organization. And it's basically just the way for the movement to come together to learn about what's happening in certain states. There have been really exciting legislation passed in a number of states, blue states, purple states, red states. And we were really excited to get the chance to host it in Connecticut to really galvanize the movement in Connecticut. And we're excited. It's coming up next week, and it's going to be about 900 people.
So YIMBY, just so people know, that's yes in my backyard, counter to the not in my backyard argument, right?
Yes, that's right. It's, you know, a movement that started really as a product of people, particularly in coastal cities about 10, 15 years ago, just really struggling finding housing. This is working families and young people and old people. And it became a focus on the really restrictive land use policies that local governments oversee. And it really, you know, is usually to the benefit of a really small minority of existing homeowners, maybe some property owners, but the rest of the population is really limited. And that's really counter to a lot of what's made America great. It's the ability to, you know, do more with your property and expand and grow. So that movement started really organically, people just showing up to Planning and Zoning Commission meetings, and it's blossomed into a really big national movement. And, you know, there's even some movement at the federal level along this stuff. So it's been a very exciting 10, 15 years in this space. And certainly that's happened in Connecticut as well.
So, Pete, I'm curious, why uninvite the governor to this event? Again, first time that Connecticut's hosting it.
Well, you know, to be clear, we would love to have Governor Lamont come. But this is a conference of pro-homes advocates and leaders. And unfortunately, with the governor's kind of late decision to veto the bill, it just, you know, doesn't really make sense to have the signature housing bill that we desperately need in Connecticut get vetoed and have the person come. But we're still very eager to work with the governor on the special session and are going to hold him to that commitment. And we would have loved to have had it happen before YIMBY Town and invite him back and even sign you know, a new bill at the conference, but the timing just didn't work out for that.
So if there, I'm a little bit confused. So why can't he go just because he didn't sign the bill?
Yeah, I think there are, you know, clear consequences for folks in Connecticut with delaying this kind of legislation. And as hosts for the conference and working with a number of folks in the housing advocacy community, we want to make it very clear to the governor that this was the wrong decision. We respect him wanting to get the right bill. We thought there was still a really good opportunity to sign it and then still fix it in a special session. And we disagreed with that decision. But, you know, ultimately, we're all accountable to folks in our communities, and we want to see the governor stepping up and leading on this issue as other governors have in other states, including some that are coming to YIMBY Town. So we felt that it was necessary to make that statement and draw the attention that this was really the wrong decision, regardless of other national conferences coming or not.
But then wouldn't it make sense, Pete Harrison, to have him attend? As you just mentioned, you've got governors who did pass legislation that was monumental and making a big difference. So wouldn't it make sense to have Governor Lamont attend that to hear what they have to say, why they did go forward with it, and maybe help him if you feel like this bill should have been passed? Wouldn't it make sense to have him there to garner more support around the legislation than to simply, I guess, kind of punish him for vetoing it or delaying the process?
Well, I think a lot of the folks from the administration, a number of different agencies are coming. There are a lot of people in the administration and legislature that are coming that support or don't support our work. This is a bipartisan conference, and there are folks that don't necessarily agree with everything in the space that are coming. So it's open, it's collaborative, but we felt it was really important to make this statement as a housing community that there are consequences. And, you know, getting uninvited to a conference is very small compared to people that are struggling with housing costs. And we wanted to make that really clear that the consequence is not so much not coming to a national conference for 3 days, but it is delaying action that's really required in Connecticut for the people that are struggling with housing costs. So we wanted to make that statement very clear. And we had this opportunity with this conference coming.
So forgive me, Pete Harrison, I'm sure it feels like I'm beating a dead horse here. But my point of asking this question is the point of this conference to look at what has happened nationwide and other states where they are creating housing opportunity during a crisis that essentially everybody is facing right now? This conference is to look at those examples, celebrate those examples, and in some way collaborate to find more solutions going forward. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that's right.
So then why block the governor from that? And when I say that, I'm not saying I'm for or against his decision to veto the bill. But what I am for is, I'm going to say, putting egos aside and doing what's right for the Connecticut people. And if that means informing the governor and giving him better examples to go by, or having him connect with other places that maybe did take the risks that this bill addresses, for example, why not give that opportunity versus kind of sticking it to him?
Well, we are in conversation with the governor on the special session and look forward to working with him and continue to. This is an opportunity, going back to when he was going to sign the bill originally, to really elevate his work and leadership for Connecticut in this space. And he chose not to do that. So, I mean, that's really, you know, where it comes down to it. But we are working very closely as a housing advocacy community with legislators, with the governor's team, to try to get something done on the special session. But, you know, respectfully, it's hard to have the governor of the state that is hosting this conference come vetoing the signature bill. That's just, I think, you know, a basic reality of the decision.
I mean, respectfully, I think it looks kind of strange that we're hosting it and the governor's not invited.
I appreciate that. I mean, I'm grateful that this has sparked a conversation about the bill, and I would love to talk about that. And I respect the governor for what he's trying to balance. And we look forward to him calling a special session. We would have, as I said, loved to have had it happen before Uniontown and have him come and even sign it there to celebrate. But we are looking forward to having it come still, and we're working with him and other legislators on the special session.
And Pete, you had mentioned that there are bipartisan leaders there. So we have Democrats and Republican leaders in the state of Connecticut attending the conference?
Yeah, we're working on the final schedule for some mayors and for some legislators, but we're really excited. As I said, it's going to be around 900 attendees. Probably, you know, 70% of those folks are coming in from other states, and we've got Republican Governor Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota. We've got a number of Republican legislators from Texas, from Florida, even from some blue states that have been working on bipartisan legislation. We've got some mayors coming. So, yeah, really excited about that, and certainly we'll have some folks from Connecticut there to highlight some of the work that they've been doing and, you know, some of the challenges and where there's disagreement. It's not a movement that, because it is bipartisan and things that work in Texas will not work in Connecticut and vice versa, there's a lot of diversity of opinions and groups working on it, and I think that's a strength of the movement. And you know, this issue has been polarized and partisan in Connecticut. Our bill, Work Live Ride, has received Republican votes. We're certainly working hard to continue that tradition, but it has been polarized here. So we're certainly eager to keep that, let folks in Connecticut, particularly on the other side of the aisle, know that this is a very bipartisan issue, and Republicans vote for this type of legislation in other states, and we're looking forward to working with folks in Connecticut about it.
So, Pete Harrison, I know you don't probably have the list in front of you, and don't mean to put you on the spot, but I am curious, do you know if any of the mayors for selectmen from especially Fairfield County, are any of them attending? And the only reason I ask that is because they're some of the loudest voices for why the governor vetoed House Bill 5002, was a lot of leaders in Fairfield County, both Democrat and Republican.
Yeah, we've got a good mix. I don't have the list in front of me, but I do think there are a couple of folks from Fairfield's executive offices coming. We've got a lot of planning and zoning commissioners coming, council members coming from both parties. You know, our work on the ground in Connecticut over the last year or a few years has been really bipartisan. There are a lot of commissioners that maybe are not as loud as others that are pro-homes and interested in this work and interested in figuring it out. So that's really what the conference is for. We're having a lot of the COGs come as well. Some of them have been supportive. Some of them have been opposed to some of our work at the state level. So, you know, it's going to be a very diverse audience and a lot of different types of panels and panelists. So we're very happy that, you know, we've had a nice runway to get word out about the conference and have a lot of folks that do this work and are still learning, you know, what it's going to take to grow Connecticut's economy coming to this.
And again, this Yimby Town Conference, which is going to be happening for the first time in Connecticut, it's a national conference to really tackle housing and finding housing solutions. It's going to be happening next week. And Pete Harrison, Connecticut Director of the Regional Plan Association, we thank you so much for giving us the time here on WICC.
Appreciate it.